Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jalen Rose is a legend in Detroit. He's a legend around the basketball world. And, of course, now is an ESPN multimedia star. Jalen and Jacoby, and, of course, part of all the NBA coverage. And near and dear to his heart is the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, which will be holding its annual golf outing next week at the Detroit Golf Club. And tickets are still available for the red carpet pairing party and gala at the MGM Grand on Sunday, August the 27th. And Jalen Rose joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jalen, always great having you on. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Everything good?
Everything is great. I'm excited for our 7th annual JRLA Celebrity Golf Classic, as you mentioned. Being the founder of JRLA since 2011, we're committed to educate young people and put them in position to not only be successful, but pursue their dreams. And we're really excited about hosting this year's event.
Now, the golf outing is sold out, so no more spots open for that. That's on Monday at the Detroit Golf Club. But you are having a gala on Sunday night. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved in that.
Absolutely. Sunday, August 27th at the MGM Grand, downtown Detroit. We're really excited to host a red carpet pairings party and gala. It's going to start at 5:30 p.m. To purchase tickets, they're $150. We're excited to have saxophonist Mike Phillips, who's going to join us. He played with Prince once upon a time. Simone Vitale Band is going to also be there. But again, it's going to be a great night of fun and enthusiasm. But again, it's truly to benefit the 400-plus students that we have in our school, the almost 300 that we've graduated over the last couple of classes. And we're doing what we can to uphold the commitment to not only graduate young people from high school, but graduate them from college. And fundraising is paramount, especially in a city like Detroit, where we get zero state funding for our facility.
Jalen, Dan Leach here, and it's great to have you, my friend. And you look at, you know, what this Leadership Academy has done, and I'm calling games for the Titans. I know you've done stuff with University of Detroit Mercy in the past. I've been so impressed with what you're doing with this community, trying to get kids to, you know, have the leadership skills they need to, you know, have the right kind of education. Why is this thing for you so important? You know, and I know you've done such great work in the past and now as well. Why is it so important to you, Jalen?
Well, education is the key that unlocks your opportunity nowadays. And we all know that you don't get as far with a high school diploma as you used to. So almost college becomes a requirement for young people and or trade. So I wanted to do what I can to give back and influence in a substantial way. And I felt like the best way to do that was through education and the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. Again, we're tuition-free public charter high school. And as you mentioned, the life skills are very important. Life skills, social skills, etiquette, decision-making, problem-solving, exposing young people to situations out of their comfort zone, and really trying to do what we can to enrich their lives and put them in position that they can pursue their dreams.
For more information on Jalen's JRLA and the Jalen Golf Outing, JalenRoseGolfClassic.com has links to all that. Hey, I want to ask you about Detroit, your hometown, and the fact that the Pistons are moving downtown. Little Caesars Arena is going to open up here in the next month. The first college basketball game at Little Caesars Arena will be Michigan, your alma mater, taking on Detroit Mercy. What does it mean to you as a basketball player who grew up in this town to see the NBA coming back downtown? And how badly would you love to be there for that first college game between Michigan and Detroit?
It's just nostalgic, really, to have the Pistons playing back downtown. For those that don't know, my father, the late great Jimmy Walker, was drafted by the Detroit Pistons. So I understand, though I never met him, the history of what that team meant to playing in the inner city, led by Dave Bing, who's also a board member for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. And also, I have to say, send some congratulatory respect to Tom Gores and Platinum Equity, who are golf outing sponsors. They have been for the last couple of years. They do a terrific job of helping me influence our young people. I'm a big-time fan of the Pistons. Happy they're going to be back in the city. And I saw the flyer that you're talking about yesterday. I'm going to try to go to that game.
Titans-Wolverines, my friend, Jalen.
No doubt about it. And how about this? Bakari Alexander, the head coach of the Titans, his son goes to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I've been able to talk to some of those students, Jalen, at different Titans games. I had one on a halftime show, and I've just been so impressed by the work you're doing at the JLA.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But in all honesty, you know, the Pistons won a couple of championships. I'm playing in Auburn Hills, and I know they did some spectacular things for that city, but it's going to mean so much to the city of Detroit to have them back downtown. I'm as enthusiastic as any fan, and I'm going to attend as many events and games as possible.
Jalen Rose with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, their annual golf classic, is coming up next week. Now, I want to ask you a couple NBA questions, if I could, real quick. Last year, obviously, the theme was Golden State and Cleveland and the battle. But it seemed like as the Warriors were on their way to the championship, every former player came out and said, my team would have done this to them. My team would have done this to them. We would have beaten them. I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't come out and say the Fab Five would have beaten this Warrior team.
They would have.
Did you think about coming out and saying that? That would have been awesome.
Not at all. I try not to be one of those, the older you get, the longer the walk was to school kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I will say this. While the Warriors had a terrific season, and obviously they were champions, I don't equate them to one of the all-time great teams just yet. It takes a succession of years, and to see Kevin Durant continue to play with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Michigan's own Draymond Green for multiple years before I start to go with them as one of the all-time great teams. But they did have one of the all-time great performances. Anytime you're able to blow through the NBA playoffs, losing only one game, that is a historic achievement. But by the way, I remember a Detroit Pistons team to actually do that and win the championship as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, where are you now? Because obviously you do a lot of work with the NBA. You're on the ESPN, the halftime shows with Chauncey and Michelle Beadle and the pregame shows. Where are you now with this whole super team thing? Are you a fan of it? Are you against it? What do you think of it as, you know, here in Detroit, the Pistons aren't one of those teams. So we're kind of watching on the outside. But as basketball fans, the NBA finals are sure as hell entertaining when you have these two super teams facing off.
I have some breaking news that people aren't going to be surprised that really have been following the NBA since its inception. There have always been super teams. The Boston Celtics have 17 championships. The Lakers have 16. That's 50% of the total championships.
Right.
And then there are other couple of teams like the Chicago Bulls who happen to draft Michael Jordan, nurture Scottie Pippen, have Phil Jackson, inherit Dennis Rodman from our Detroit Pistons. They have 6 championships. San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan, Greg Popovich, they have 5. Those are the only franchises that have 5 or more. So super teams, in theory, have always existed. The thing that has not always existed, however, is usually when you had the remote control in your hand and you were watching the games, multiple teams at least had one all-star. Now what has happened is you have 4 with the Golden State Warriors, you have 3 with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now that balance that you just talked about for a Detroit Pistons team who did not have an all-star this year, it becomes paramount to, A, draft well, develop your players, and then do what you can to have those guys recruit other players to come play with them. That's what it's truly become. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Hopefully Andre Drummond can be that anchor for our team, and then we continue to get better and get back into the playoffs. And again, it's about getting players to come join you.
Yeah, let's talk about the Pistons. And you know, I've always been a big Andre Drummond guy.
Big Drummond guy.
No, but I mean, I you know, this guy went to Connecticut, and I called games in Connecticut. They told me how much they love this guy, and he's a heart and soul, hardworking guy. But he's underperformed at times. Let's just be honest. But you look at Tobias Harris and Drummond and Reggie Jackson and getting Avery Bradley for this upcoming season. This Pistons team, I think, has the capability of doing something. But as long as you mentioned, you've got these super teams that have been around for a while, like LeBron in the East, and obviously look at Boston and what they're being able to do. Can the Pistons contend with these guys right now?
I think they can. Look at the teams that are just below Boston and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference. Washington Wizards, they had one all-star, John Wall, played at an all-NBA level. The Toronto Raptors had two all-stars in their backcourt, and DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. So the Knicks, for example, Carmelo Anthony, D1 all-star. So in the East, one all-star can get you to the playoffs. I love Avery Bradley. People who haven't really watched him up close, he's tenacious on defense. He's now able to make an open three-point shot. He played really well in this year's playoffs. And so he's going to be a big-time addition to the team. I anticipate the East from 5 on down is going to be a crapshoot. You look at a team like Milwaukee, who's on the come up. They have the Greek Freak, that one all-star that I continue to talk about. So as long as the Pistons players continue to nurture, I think this team has what it takes to make the playoffs in the East, or I'd be disappointed if I didn't see that happen.
Jalen Rose with us, the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, the annual golf classic. Let me just ask you real quick about LeBron, and it's not so much what you think he's going to do, because you're going to spend the next year talking about what we think he's going to do. But as somebody who gets paid now from ESPN to talk basketball on all your platforms, the Jalen Jacoby Show every night from 7 to 9 on ESPN Radio, the podcasts, and on the NBA shows, is there part of you that's just like, come on, LeBron, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to spend a year talking about where LeBron's going to go next. I just want to talk about basketball.
Well, LeBron has relegated and put himself in a position, and rightfully so, being the player, best player in the game and a multi-time champion, to control his own destiny. He's not going to play for a squad that isn't a super team anymore. So based on the landscape of the NBA, that's what I look at, who he's going to go play with. So right now, if the buzz is possibly for him to go to Los Angeles, he wouldn't go to their team the way it's constructed now. They would have to get a couple of other players. Will Paul George end up there? What's going to happen with DeMarcus Cousins? It's going to be interesting to see how the situation in Houston plays out. They had James Harden. They added Chris Paul. Where Carmelo Anthony ends up being traded. Paul George now playing with Russell Westbrook. So for LeBron, it's all about championships at this point of his career, and it's going to be interesting because he knows on paper that they can't beat the Golden State Warriors. And so now with Kyrie Irving coming out saying he wants to get traded, that kind of fractures the situation. I'm pretty sure if you're in Boston, you're feeling better about adding Gordon Hayward. You were already the number one seed. It's going to be interesting to see if LeBron plays long-term in Cleveland. I don't think he will. He's already come out and kind of did some dribbling. Well, my family really didn't want me to come back. My wife really enjoys being in Los Angeles, tweeting about Los Angeles being home this offseason. So he plays the game, and he understands that he's trolling the media as well as the Cavs organization. So if I had to bet, I would say long-term he will not be with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I agree.
I didn't even ask, and you even answered. That's how good you are. Jalen Rose, the Jalen Rose Golf Classic, jalenrosegolfclassic.com for more information on the golf tournament next weekend. Again, Monday is sold out, but you can still go to the big gala on Sunday night at the MGM Grand. Jalen, great talking to you as always. Hopefully we'll talk to you once the season gets going. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for the love. Jalen. Appreciate the support. And thank you, everybody, that supports the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
All right, there he is. Jalen Rose joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.